Welcome to Homeroom.
Hi.
It's another day of Homeroom. It's me, your boy, Jack.
And your boy, Quinn.
Hello, Quinn.
Hi, Jack.
How was your day today?
It was good. I finished a chemistry test.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Did you ace it?
I got an 88, which was the lowest in the class.
Oh.
But it was good. And I will say, I asked for help once, and other people asked for help more than once. So I feel like I'm happy with my 88, and I'm not slandering anybody that got help because you're smart.
Do you think that people should get help during tests?
Like, if the teacher's offering it, I mean, yes, because it's just, like, literally free answers.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should then flaunt, and I don't think anybody did flaunt their score. I'm just saying this as in, like, a general thing. I think if you get a good test score just because you asked a billion questions and they led you in the right way a billion times.
Yeah.
I feel like my 88 is more impressive than your 94.
I kind of think that.
Carter.
I think
it's, no, I'm kidding.
When people, like, at least in elementary school, I don't think they do it anymore. Jesus, I'm loud. I don't think people do this anymore, but they used to, like, just go up and ask questions for, like, each question.
No, my class still does that sometimes.
I'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So
it's smart, but
here's the topic of this episode, and we're going to probably debate this for over half an hour.
Oh, I'm so down.
So we mentioned in the first episode of Homeroom, go listen to the first episode of Homeroom if
you
haven't.
Yes, right now.
Right now, we mentioned that we could make a whole episode on which animal you could beat in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, Mr. Door's bonus question. I just want to explain for the listeners here. Mr. Door, on his government test, this big government test, we had bonus questions, and one of the questions was, what's the biggest animal you could beat in a fight? That's what the question was. And I better have gotten a extra
score.
Credit point on that.
Yeah.
Because it was a good one. Smile for the photo. Okay. So I'm going to read off some animals.
Yes.
And we're just going to say whether or not you can beat them in the fight.
Let's think of realistically the biggest animal that we could beat.
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to say,
uh-huh,
this is to the death.
Yes, they have to die. You're dying or the animal's dying.
You're dying or the animal's dying.
Yes.
And this is, I'm assuming, butt naked in a Colosseum.
Or, yes, because I assume we're not doing fish.
We're not doing fish.
Yeah,
you can't,
that'd be their natural habitat.
Yeah.
Or our natural habitat. Either way, that's not good for either of us.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I can't breathe underwater. They can't breathe under air.
Exactly. And they don't have thumbs either, which probably doesn't help them. But anyway,
probably
I digress.
You digress. I digress. We all scream for ice cream. So
yes, we sure do.
Is a Colosseum floor sand? Just curious. Curious.
I'll say, yeah, let's say sand floor.
Is there an audience cheering you on?
Yes.
Are they? Do they, like, throw popcorn, or is it just, like, empty, just for the sake of the argument?
If you win, they throw strawberries. If you lose, they throw stones.
Well, if you lose, it doesn't really matter.
That's why they throw stones, because it doesn't matter.
You're
already
dead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just to start it out, your dog. Classic dog.
So I don't have a dog, but if I had a dog, I could kill it for sure. As long as it's not one of those, like, huge, like, 4-foot mastiffs.
Could you beat, like, a German Shepherd?
Realistically, I think. If it was life or death, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, it could bite my arm, I'd rip its head off.
My dog will, like, play fight with me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think that's not the fullest extent to which he can fight.
Yeah.
But I can. I'm not going to think about killing my dog. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. I think about killing your dog?
But I could beat up a dog.
Really, if you had to. Like, if it was trying to kill you, you could definitely kill a dog.
Yeah, you could kill a dog.
100%.
Like a big husky?
I
like to think I could.
Yeah. I'm talking them 4-foot mastiffs. I don't know about that. That thing's huge.
Bet I could.
Bite my head like a watermelon.
I bet you'd be fine.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, just for the listeners who don't know us at all.
Uh-huh.
Quinlan, you're a big guy.
I'm a big guy.
You think that aids you in your animal hunting?
I think because, like, if I was actually hunting, being stealthy, no. But brute force, like, beating an animal to death. You might have to take that out. Brute force, defending myself, I think.
There you go.
I think it helps a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, just think about it. I'm standing up. Okay. Darren's like 4'2". A dog could jump at his neck a lot easier than it could jump at mine.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I'm sure it helps in some ways and doesn't help in other ways.
It probably does.
Yeah.
I'm a little less than 6 foot. I'm not a small person.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think I could beat a dog.
Yeah. I think a dog's beatable.
Could you beat a cow?
You know, I feel like if I had the finesse, because I think the only way you are killing it is if you strangle it to death.
How is the cow going to kill you?
It's going to kick you. Yeah. So if you either kick you or charge you.
Okay. A bull? No.
Yeah. A bull is.
You're not beating a bull.
Yeah. I feel like the only way you can kill a bull or a cow without a weapon is if you like strangle it.
Yeah. I mean, if you like punch it a bunch of times.
Yeah. If you punch it 1,000 times really fast. Because, like, my thought, I don't know how I would kill a cow with just my bare hands. My thought would be, like, I'd try to get on his back and just, like, just, like, strangle it.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Because I don't know what the best route would be.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of different bovine creatures, different type of cows, like heifers, bulls, steers.
Like, I'm thinking in a life or death. If it doesn't have horns, if it has horns, that's scary.
A heifer's a cow that hasn't given birth yet, right?
I have no idea.
A heifer is
a
female.
I live in town.
A heifer is a female cow that hasn't given birth. A bull is a big old male, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It really, I think it depends.
A steer has been castrated.
Well, because you also, like, I'm sure the adrenaline.
Oh, yeah.
That helps you for sure. So even if it does, like, kick you in the arm.
If you get kicked by a cow, you're down for the count.
That does definitely hurt.
I don't know if you're dead, but like if it's life that's or a death, lot and then you don't have medical attention.
Well, yeah, because my grandpa, he got kicked in the knee by a calf.
Did he really?
When he was 12, and he limps
really
from forever. Yeah, because I'm sure he didn't get the right treatment. But in the Colosseum, butt naked, you're not getting any treatment
in the Colosseum, butt naked.
Yeah.
So cow, yes or no?
I think.
Do you have an above 50% chance of winning?
I don't know. Do you think you could get to a cow's brain through its eye?
Yeah.
I'd probably go on its back and jab my hand in its eyeball and try to kill it.
I love this conversation so much.
I'd put myself as the favor.
Yeah.
I think I could.
Yeah. Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd pick it up and throw it at a wall. I'm sorry. I love cats, but
horse.
Ooh, that's their kicks. I feel like are more lethal, and I feel like they're faster.
They're
too.
More mobile. They're more ambulatory.
But their
than
neck
it.
Is also longer, so it's easier to strangle.
Kick it in the tummy.
Kick it in the tummy. Kick it in the neck.
I don't think I'm beating a horse.
I don't know. I could ride a horse.
Get on top of it. It bucks you off. Steps on you.
Yeah. I don't know how. Oh.
How could I don't think you could catch a horse if it really wanted to not die.
Yeah, honestly, maybe it's a standstill. Wait, oh, exactly. No,
just stand
honestly,
there.
I think I would lose, and it all comes down to when we both go to sleep, he sleeps standing up. So when we both wake up at the same time, he's got the advantage. He can run at me and stomp on me.
Do horses actually sleep standing up? Or is
I
that
think
just
so.
Something? Dude, I remember Mr. Heggie told us in like junior high, as a way of encouraging us or something, he was like, "Do you know that a horse, if they break their leg, they get put down because they sleep standing up?" And I was like,
"Thank you."
This is the non-sports kids. What are you talking?
Are you saying if you break my leg, you'll kill me?
And I feel like I saw a horse like sleeping, sitting down. So I don't.
I feel like they may. I don't know. Yeah, look up. I guess, yeah, we have the awesome resource of Google at
our
disposal.
Horses slumber while standing to balance their need for sleep against the ever-looming threat of predators.
So, yeah, I think it would win just because when we wake up at the exact same time, he'll run and stomp on me. He'll run at me first, and that's why he'll win.
Donkey?
It's just a smaller horse, so yeah.
You would beat it?
I think so.
I think I'd beat it.
I would get on his back and jump, and I'd break its spine. That'd be my strategy.
That sure is something to say.
I think I could.
Could you beat a? You couldn't beat a tiger.
No.
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 No. No. Lion? No. No. Panther? No.
No. No.
Leopard?
No.
No.
That's a scary animal.
That, yeah. Yeah. Cheetah?
I've heard they're like, so of course they're super agile.
They're really fast.
But I've heard that they don't pack that much punch, but it's just that they're really fast.
Pack that much punch compared to the rest of the animal kingdom, compared to a human? We play Call of Duty.
Yeah, you pack a punch in Call of Duty.
We're in a Coliseum, man.
Can I pack a punch? You don't know what that means. You know, it depends. Like, I don't know how bad a cheetah bite is.
Probably pretty bad.
But do you think it can run, bite you, and run away before I can catch it?
If you could catch it, it'd bite you more.
But if I catch it, then I grab onto it. Because if I catch it, and that's the way, like, I have to kill it. If I catch it, I'm like, I'm grabbing it, and I'm just...
He's punching violently, by the
way. Yes.
How big is a cheetah?
I feel like they're kind of smaller.
A cheetah's 30 inches tall?
That's like 2 feet.
It's 2 feet. Oh, it's about to like your waist.
Dude, I got that in the bag.
And like 56 inches long. How long is 56 inches?
Like 3 or 4 feet.
3 or 4.
36 is...
36 is 3.
So like 5 feet.
12 times...
Yeah, so it's like 5 feet-ish.
5 feet.
It's 4 inches off of 5 feet.
Yeah. They're 5 feet long.
2 feet tall.
46 to 160 pounds. Assume 160. 160 pounds.
I got
pounds
the weight on it.
Cat? You do have weight on it.
I don't know. I feel like if I can... It depends on the scenario. If I can catch it, I honestly think I can kill it. Because like, I could constrict it.
And I then guess
probably...
So. But I feel like they'd be like...
Oh, yeah, but it's just to the... They can do all that as long as I kill it before it kills me. So, I don't know. I put that at a 50-50 because I've never fought a cheetah before. So, I don't know.
That's a good answer.
I don't know.
You know, I think... I don't think I'd beat a cheetah. I think I'd have like a 40% chance of beating a cheetah.
Maybe yeah. 45. You'd probably have to weigh the scale a little to the cheetah for me as well.
Bear.
No.
What's the thing? If it's brown, lie down.
If it's
black,
attack.
Fight back.
Yeah, something like that.
If it's white, good night.
Yes, that's what it is. But I mean, if you find a polar bear anyway, you're going to die.
Either one of the bears, I would not.
Yeah, oh, either three of these bears are slaughtering me.
How would I kill the bear?
Exactly. You don't have a weapon.
No, okay. Elephant? No.
It's too big.
The thing, how am I going to kill an elephant?
Exactly. It can stomp on me. I can pull on his trunk. that's all that's happening.
That's all that would happen. Polar bear? No.
No.
Turtle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't want to kill a turtle, but 100%.
Same with tortoise?
Yes.
Tortoises are big.
They are, but they can't attack, and they're slow. Yeah, I'd like kick it in the shell. I'd turn it upside down, and then it's over. Then it's done for.
Crocodile? Wasn't that the one that we brought up in the...
Yeah, if it bites you first, you're flipped.
You're flipped.
But if... Cause
strong
yeah, it's like,
jaw closing power, not strong jaw opening
yeah,
power.
Yeah, so if you can like step on their jaw, then they'll just like wiggle around.
Would you like step on its head? How would you...
Yeah, say it's like running at me. I would,
dude,
I would
an
jump
alligator
over
running
it.
Is so funny because they're like...
Oh, yeah, they're like... Okay, do you know this? If an alligator's chasing you, you're supposed to run in zigzags.
Yes.
Because they can't turn. So it'll tire them out. So I'd run in zigzags, and when it's stopping and breathing, I'd run back and stomp on its head. I'd ground pound him like Mario.
I think I would beat it.
I think I could beat it.
Beat a crocodile. Rabbit? Yeah.
Yes.
So once you'd catch
I'd
it.
I'd have to catch it, and then I'd just kill it.
Yeah. Porcupine?
I mean, I feel like those quills won't kill you.
No.
They would hurt really bad.
It'd probably hurt if it... Oh, God. Stomping on it? Stomping
well, you just have to get in front of it.
I'm thinking about this. Now that I think about, like, with an alligator, you, like, stomp on its head. You don't have shoes on. You're butt naked in the Coliseum.
Well, yeah, but it's got to happen. It's either you stomp on
its
head or bite your foot off.
That's true. That's a good point. So
oh,
I think I'd beat a porcupine.
I think I would, but that would be so painful.
I would be able
painful.
To like, pick it up and chuck it at the wall.
Yeah, you'd have to get in front of it so it can't shoot you with its quills.
They don't
just,
shoot
like,
the quills,
yes, they do.
What?
Yeah, like, well, what? Like you have to like kind of press into it, but they can like shoot them off a little bit. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
I watched a video.
No, they don't.
Oh, shoot. But it's like, it's kind of.
They detach easily when predators attempt to bite or pounce.
Really?
I could beat. Oh, look at that little guy. He's adorable.
Okay, sorry for spreading
misinformation.
Yeah, I'd go in front of it. I'd kick it in the face. And then it's over for.
Yeah, it's over. A hare, that's a rabbit.
It's a yes.
Kill it. Hen, chicken,
yes.
Kill it. Pigeon, duh.
Yes.
Albatross, another bird.
Yes.
Crow, bird.
Yes.
Fish, we're not, yes. Okay, forget about the fish. Alligator is the same as a crocodile, yes. Essentially, right?
I think so.
Frog?
Yeah.
You'd beat a frog. Unless it was one of those, like, fancy frogs.
Oh, like the poison dart frog?
Yeah.
Yeah, then, I mean, I could kill it. It'd kill me, too.
Think of eating an eagle? I think I'd be.
Because, like, as long as it's not being stupid and, like, flying above you and scratching your head every 2 hours.
There's a dome on this Coliseum.
Yeah, say it, like, it tried to attack me. I'm, like, grabbing it by the feet and I'm slamming it. I'm spiking it to the ground. It's not a bald eagle, though. It's not a bald eagle.
No. Flying squirrel. Yes.
Yes.
It, like, flies down, like, majestically. You just catch it.
I'm just going to punch it out of the air.
Ostrich.
I think so.
I think I'd beat an ostrich.
I think I could just grab its. Yes. I think I could grab his neck and just, like, rip it off in half.
An ostrich is pretty tall, right?
Yeah, but I think even if it's taller than me, dude, his neck is so accessible. What's he gonna do? Hit me with his head?
They can 6.9 to 9.2 feet tall.
I still feel like
big bird.
But all they do is like swing their neck, right?
I don't know what they do.
I think they like swing their neck. Yeah, dude, what's it gonna do? It's gonna like pinch at me. I'm gonna punch it in the head. I'm going to grab its neck and just like, I'll kink it like a hose and it can't breathe.
The sound effects are so funny. I'm sure that the listeners are like, what?
What is happening?
What is he doing? I grab his neck and I...
It can't breathe.
A fox? Yeah.
Yeah.
A goat?
Yeah.
Like a ram?
I think, well, that would hurt a lot. If it hits you, like, have you seen them freaking... Like, butt heads?
Yeah.
Like, you can hear it, like, miles away, yeah. Apparently.
They, like, stand up, and then they do it.
Wait, I have a strategy, and it's going to win. I'm going to pretend I'm going at him, but I'm going to be, like, right on the wall. And when he charges at me and I move, he's going to hit his head on the wall. He's going to be dazed, and I'm going to kill him.
All right.
So, I mean, yes.
Yeah, honestly. A jackal?
What's a jackal?
A jackal? A jackal. People call me jackal.
Jack, I wouldn't kill you.
Oh.
We'd become friends.
A jackal's like a little dog.
If it's a little dog, then yes.
How big is a jackal is the question. Anubis?
What? Isn't that... That's the god. That's an Egyptian god.
A jackal is like 3 feet tall.
What's it look like?
Like, there's like a little dog.
Yes, I'm killing it. It's gonna happen.
Yep, yeah. Emu. Emu's like an ostrich, but smaller, yeah. Aren't they? Yeah, I'd kill it.
Yeah, I'd kill
Armadillo.
Yeah.
I would pick it up and bowl it.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't kill it. I'd just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Until it died.
I would kill it. Eel. That's irrelevant. Yeah. Goose. Goose. Yeah.
I'm killing a goose.
You're killing a goose. Arctic fox, same thing. Yep. Wolf.
Oh, see, that's like the... Because if it's like a beta wolf...
That's not a real thing.
Well, no, there is like a hierarchy in wolf.
Not really.
Yeah. No, there is.
That's a myth.
In wolf packs, there's like the leader wolf.
No.
I think so.
That's a myth.
I don't think so. Look it up. You're probably right, but TikTok has told me otherwise. So even if it is right,
it's a myth.
I'm still right.
Wolf packs are simply families led by a breeding pair, and bloody duels for supremacy are rare.
But it still happens, so therefore I'm right. Okay. Well, okay, so if it's like a little wolf, if it's a runt wolf, I'm killing it.
If it's a little wolf?
It really depends.
If it's a full-grown male wolf.
Like, yeah, if it's like a... I don't think so. Those things are freaking nasty.
They're massive.
Now, you give me like a brick, I think I do it. But I just need something hard to hit it with.
Give me a brick. I would not beat a wolf.
I don't think I'd beat a wolf either.
A beagle? Yes.
Yes!
Gorilla.
No.
No.
That thing would slam
God,
you.
No. Gorillas. I feel like a gorilla could beat a wolf.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I bet.
It's just like a really jacked dude.
Honestly, yes. Yeah, that have less inhibitions.
Yes. And yeah, dude. Oh, my God. He'd destroy me. I just have to try to befriend him.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, I try to befriend
That'd
him.
That'd be like fighting a small person.
A chimp?
Chimps
they,
are...
But they, I feel they are, they're nasty.
4'11", 130.
Are you beating a chimp? See, because they're definitely stronger than us because they live...
They probably are.
But I got the height advantage. He's probably scared of me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use that to my advantage. I'm going to
scare him.
I'm going to run after him and I'm going to like beat him up.
Do you think you beat a chimpanzee?
I think it's a close
There's
fight.
A good chance, I think.
It depends. If we're fist fighting, I think I win. But he's going to, like, grab my eyeballs.
He would, yeah.
So if we're playing dirty, I don't know. It depends.
They're definitely playing dirty. This is life or death.
That's true. Okay, you probably have to cut this out. Do you think chimps know that the balls are the weak spot? Because I know something he doesn't. It's brains over bronze. He's going to be like, he's going to be looking at me, and I'm going to kick him in the nuts. And then he's out for the game.
I'm going to check with Big and see if I can keep that in.
Yeah, you should.
Monkey, just in general. If it's smaller than a chimp, yes.
It depends, yes. But if it's bigger than a chimp, probably not.
Beaver, yes.
Yes.
Oh, beaver. Oh,
all it beavers. Does is eat wood.
Orangutan. No. That's another monkey. I don't think that's good.
Yeah, those things are huge.
Antelope.
Yeah, it's like a deer.
It's like a deer.
Yeah, but smaller.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think I could.
A bat, yeah.
Yeah.
Badger.
Those things, they're sharp. Their claws are super sharp.
They're ravenous.
So, okay, are we assuming that after you kill this thing, you get, like, immediate medical attention? So, like, you kill it and then you live.
That's a good...
Because I could kill
whether
it.
Whether or not you would win.
Okay, I think I could kill it. I'd be looking grisly afterwards, though.
Yeah.
Like, it would not be looking the best for me.
For sure. Giraffe.
See...
I don't know how you would kill a giraffe.
I don't know how it would kill me, though. Because, like, I don't think it really kicks. Like, the way it only fights, like...
It probably could kick. I'm assuming. You just see them swinging around their necks.
Yeah. I feel like
which
if
is
I
just
could...
hilarious.
Dude, I would get... If I could get on his neck, I'd climb it all the way to the top. And it'd be like... You know how if you get to the top of a tree, it bends? It'd bend over and snap.
Be completely honest with me, Quinlan. Mm-hmm. Do you think you could climb up a giraffe neck?
Well, it depends if he wants me to.
Do you think that you can climb
probably not.
A thick pole up like 6 feet at least?
Well, okay. It's first off, it's life or death. Yeah. Second off, it's like fuzzy and I'm naked. So I feel like that gives me some natural grip.
Yeah.
So
I can't argue that.
It's for the death. It's for life or death, dude. If I'm like, I'm going to die if I don't climb up this giraffe's neck, I'm at least trying my hardest. Okay, this is my thing. I'm going to get like 3 feet up, and I'm going to fall down. And I'm going to land on his back, and it's going to kill it.
How do you get up its legs?
Climb its leg.
It's going to like swing down at you, and you're just going to catch it.
Yeah, it's going to go, I'm going to like grab onto it. And then.
Do you think you can be a giraffe? Like, period, do you think? I think I have a 30% chance.
Yeah, I just don't know how you'd go about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know really how it would attack me either, but I feel it's just so much bigger that I feel like its attack would be more effective.
Yeah.
Like, I punch a giraffe, it's not going to do anything.
Could you beat a panda?
No, they're mean. They're nasty.
They're big.
They're nasty, too. They
really?
They can kill people.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I don't think you're beating a panda.
I like to think they're really nice, but either way, I don't think I could beat a panda.
If you find them in the wild, they're like super territorial.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not much in the wild anymore.
They're endangered.
Yeah.
Hamsters.
Yes. Oh my God. I'd feel so bad.
It's just you. It's just like, to escape this coliseum, you must beat. Dun, 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 dun. Like a little hamster.
Walks out and picking it up and chucking him.
A cobra?
If it bites me, I'm. So if
I
it bites
don't
me,
think
no.
I could beat a cobra.
I don't know. It depends. Like if I can.
If I get. Lucky.
Exactly.
And
it's
like
all
shoots
luck.
And misses, and then I step on it.
And then you can grab it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if it attacks and it misses the first time and you take that as your advantage, I think you
win.
I
bet that's a solid 50-50 for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, jeez.
You gotta like kind of bait it out until it bites you.
A camel? Kind of like a giraffe, but a little bit easier to beat, I think.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cow, but a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Do you think the humps help it or don't help it?
I don't think it does anything, really.
I don't know. I think it helps us because it gives us a nice firm place to sit in between whilst we're attacking.
Yeah, I get.
So I think I could kill a camel.
I give it.
Wait, I'm going to punch its humps and then all the water is going to leave his body.
That's not how humps work. That's another myth. I could beat a hawk.
Yeah.
A deer?
A hawk.
Okay. You could beat a deer?
Yeah.
Are
we talking a huge buck?
A buck. I could beat a doe.
I could beat a doe. Those antlers, that's the only concerning thing.
Yeah, and then they come at you. You can't really dodge an antler.
I don't know. I'd probably lose that then.
Ooh.
He's probably going to, get me with one of them antlers.
Chameleon, kill it.
Yes.
Hippopotamus, no.
No.
You're not beating.
That thing would slaughter
never,
you.
You are never beating a hippopotamus. Jaguar, no.
Wait, do you think you could, okay, say it's Okay, I'm not going to ask it. That's the dumbest question ever.
What?
I was going to say, if you and a hippo were in space, who would win? You both had suits on.
That's an incredible. I think I would win. Yeah. I think it would be a little bit more disoriented than I would be.
He's just like, why am I floating?
He's just confused.
He's just like, what is happening?
You could not beat a kangaroo.
No, oh, I don't know.
You could not beat a kangaroo. Have you seen those things?
Like, I know they're jacked.
They look are jacked. Like a person in a kangaroo suit that's just massive. Dude, they're terrifying. And then they kick. They kick.
I kick too.
No. No, not with dude, that power. Dude,
I'm
going to
butterfly kick him in the head.
Not with that power, you don't.
I don't know. I'm saying.
Have you seen a kangaroo?
I've seen a big kangaroo, but what's it? I don't know. Because I've seen its huge arms, right?
I will put money on this. You're not beating it.
Get a kangaroo.
Get one.
Get a kangaroo,
then. I don't want to see you die. You're not beating a kangaroo.
Yeah, no. Okay, it's now life. because you don't think I am, I'm going to kill a kangaroo.
No.
Yes.
You're never going to.
I'm going to fight one, and I'm going to win.
After this, I'm going to show you a video of a kangaroo, and you're going to eat your words.
No, I've seen videos of kangaroos. I know, because I've seen the freaking huge ones that are like, super big.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like it's too stupid.
Dude, you're not. They can like fight with their fists, too.
I can hands. Too.
You can't lean back on your tail and kick with the force of 1,000 men.
Try me.
Watch me do it.
Yeah, you don't know me.
You're not beating a kangaroo.
More of the story, I'm beating a kangaroo.
I'm sorry, but you're not
beating yes, a kangaroo. Yes, I will.
Llama?
I think so. It's just a long-necked cow.
Rhino? No.
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 Zebra?
Yeah.
I think I'd beat a zebra. Wombat? Yeah.
Oh.
A yeah. bison or a buffalo?
No. Those things are terrible.
They're big.
Terrible?
Terrible.
Those things are...
They're big.
Yeah, and I don't know how you'd kill them either.
A sheep?
Yeah.
A sloth? I would kill a sloth.
Oh my god, I'd slaughter him.
So fast. Yes. A vulture?
Yeah.
I think I could beat a vulture.
It's not worse than an eagle.
Raccoon? Yeah.
Yeah.
A duck? Easy.
Yeah.
Lynx?
That's like a weird cat, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bobcat type thing.
It's like a, yeah.
I think I'm
getting
it. I
could not beat it.
Really? No. What's it look like?
Let me
I don't know what it looks like.
Dude, they're terrifying.
Well, because if it's just like, I don't know. It depends how much of a jungle cat.
Oh.
Let me see. Image.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It's so scary. Don't know. Never.
I want one, though. Look at him.
Yeah, he's like weird. Fun. They're like fuzzy.
Yeah.
But this is the sound that they make, I think. You think you're beating that?
Well, First off, I can make that sound right back at him. He ain't scaring nothing with that sound. Okay. Prove put me it. On the spot. Okay, I got you. Play it one more time so I can.
Okay. Oh, it's a different one.
I'm doing that one. I'm doing that one. Play it again. Okay, I'll do this one, and then I need to do that other one. Now, do the second one. I want that second one.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's going to do the growly one again.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
That peaked it
so. That peaked it so hard. Oh my god.
Well, I think that's the best place to leave it off.
I think that was perfect.
Oh, do you think you could beat a boar?
Yo, those things are nasty. I don't know how to kill it.
I would kill it.
I think so.
Anywho, that's.
I'd kick him in the head and disorient him.
That's time.
I'd kick him in the schnozzer.
Discombobulate.
Discombobulate.
I think that's a good enough place to leave it off. Well, thank you for listening to Homeroom, ladies and gentlemen. Music has been faded in for a little bit. I love these horns so much.
So awesome.
Oh, they're so great. I love this theme song. Catch me on Instagram at Jack Schieffer, TikTok.com. Or Twitter. I post on Twitter sometimes. I'm proud of my Twitter just because I do stupid jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You can catch Quinlan at his house.
Yeah.
You have a good day.
You have a good day.
Yeah.
Go find a kangaroo, I believe.
You have a good day. You have a good day.